Monday, September 24th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Former White House advisor Steve Bannon says that Trump is going to beat up on China until they ask for a quarter from him. Trump's preference would be to win the trade war with tariffs and sanctions before they ever sat down at a negotiating table. China is not good with that, so the odds are greater that we have seen the start of a Cold War rather than just a trade war. Trump put sanctions on China for buying planes and missiles from Russia, violating economic sanctions that we have on Russia. Beijing was furious and called in Ambassador Terry Branstad to let him know about it. They called the new sanctions a flagrant breach of basic rules of international relations and a stark show of hegemonism. They responded with the accepted protocol of a diplomatic protest. China will violate the trade embargo that we have on Iran, too, so we'll earn more such sanctions from Trump. Trump is making the rules as he goes. Many had looked for a brief skirmish between Trump and China, followed by a settlement and return to normalcy. Instead, things are more likely to heat up to a point that when it is over, the new normal may bear little resemblance to the past. They thought that the U.S. Civil War would last 90 days, too. I make some of those people mad when asked how long this trade war with China will last. I said that by the history of such things, they can last well beyond a generation. It is not what they want to hear or believe, and is contrary to the belief that Trump is master strategist and negotiator. The Chinese have been in business a lot longer than we have and should not be underestimated. They have the political advantage worldwide. If you ask the rest of the world to choose between the U.S. and China right now, their heart would be with China. China said that given new tariffs being placed on them, that they would pass on starting new trade negotiations this week in Washington. Trump was going to implement the next rounds of tariffs on them anyway, talks or no talks, which tells them that Trump is not ready for balanced talks. They're not going to surrender. The next serious talks will be between Trump and Xi Jinping at the economic summit that both will attend in late November. Walmart prices will start going up soon. China Daily, China's paper, bought a four-page section in the Sunday Iowa Des Moines Register to introduce themselves and explain their rationale in the trade war to Iowans. President Xi Jinping spent a lot of time here in his early days, which was when he befriended now Ambassador Branstad. It was an interesting play, an attempt to be warm and inoffensive. It did leave out discussion of how they steal U.S. intellectual property. I think that this is going to be a long, drawn-out, deepening conflict between the United States and China. There was no breakthrough yet in the U.S.-Canadian trade talks either, as they get right down to the end of the wire, which is supposed to be the end of this week. If not, the Trump administration says they will go ahead with a bilateral with Mexico. The midterm election will have a bearing on whether that is possible, as it doesn't technically qualify under the Congressional Trade Promotion Authority mandate to renegotiate NAFTA. You're listening into the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. On the greens, last week's deluges would have been a lot harder on the crops here if spring deluges had not already washed those crops in low-lying areas, the potholes and long creeks and rivers away. You could only kill them once, and any additional loss was very marginal. When the ground is completely saturated, all the water that falls has to get drained. The rivers here are busy. They have to drain before field tile can work well. A lot of folks around here have had a foot of rain this month, so that is more than the soil profile will hold. The trick now is for it to stop raining. The change in the seasons with cooler temps should help. Farmers are planning to get corn out of the field without driving trucks into them. Some will park trucks on the road and auger over them over the ditch. It'll be a while before combines will carry. They had a beautiful weekend weather-wise, but the forecast for northwest Iowa has some rain coming back. Farmers will go where they can when they can. One thing that I'm noticing here this fall is a difference in hybrids versus corn. More farmers planted non-GMO seed to save money, and those plants are self-destructing about now, with GMO BT varieties looking more like corn standing instead of a pile of trash. Last year, there was little yield difference between the non-GMO and GMO varieties. I think that enticed some farmers to plant more non-GMO. That was last year, and I expect that there could be a yield penalty this season for non-GMO. We'll find out which seed was actually cheaper. Personally, I think that the USDA corn yield was overstated in the September report, but it'll take more harvest data to confirm that one way or the other. I'm not bearish corn. Support was jabbed, but the corn market recovered on a weekly basis. There are things to watch, such as African swine fever, that are worrisome. Dead hogs do not eat corn. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.